Hundreds of Wisconsinites gathered in Waukesha for a vigil to honor conservative activist Charlie Kirk. It's Wednesday, September 17th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Republican Representative Derek Van Orden says Eau Claire should lose all federal funds over social media posts from two city council members. And Wisconsin health officials recommend COVID vaccine boosters for anyone over the age of 6 months. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
Hundreds of people gathered in Waukesha last night for a vigil honoring conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The gathering was organized by the Wisconsin Young Republicans and comes less than a week after Kirk was assassinated at an event in Utah. The crowd lit candles, sang songs, and heard from members of Kirk's organization, Turning Point USA, as well as political leaders. Republican former Governor Scott Walker said the conservative movement was inspired by Kirk.
In the end, no one person will replace Charlie Kirk. It will take all of us here tonight and millions more like us around this nation and across the world. We will not be silenced. We will be Charlie's voice forevermore.
The vigil follows similar events honoring Kirk's legacy in Oconomowoc and Grafton over the weekend. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden has introduced legislation to halt federal funding to entities employing anyone who condones or celebrates political violence. As Rich Kramer reports, it comes amid angry backlash against people alleged to be celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
In addition to his federal bill, Van Orden is also threatening to cut millions in federal funding for Eau Claire specifically. That's after two city council members posted a quote from Kirk about gun deaths and a claim that he was cut down by his own rhetoric. Carolyn Iodice of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression says Van Orden's bill would butt up against the First Amendment's protection of private speech from public employees.
They could be totally off the clock. They could be at home. And then if they say something that the government thinks counts as condoning or celebrating political violence, then they can demand that person be fired. The First Amendment doesn't allow that kind of thing.
Several Wisconsinites, from child care workers to teachers, have been targeted online for comments alleged to be celebrating Kirk's murder. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's Department of Health Services is continuing to recommend an updated annual version of the COVID-19 vaccine for anyone over the age of 6 months. The move stands in contrast to recent action from the Federal Food and Drug Administration. The FDA approved the new COVID vaccine only for Americans over the age of 65 or those with certain medical conditions. President Trump's new health secretary is a vaccine skeptic who has promoted vaccine misinformation. And Dr. Ryan Westergaard of Wisconsin's Department of Health Services says Wisconsin took statewide action because of concern that the federal government would impede vaccine access.
In the past several months, leaders at federal agencies have made policy decisions and issued recommendations that aren't supported by or directly contradict scientific consensus.
Wisconsin's health department has issued a standing order for the new COVID vaccine. The goal of that order is to make sure that Wisconsinites can get the vaccine without a prescription. Madison Representative Francesca Hong is the latest Democrat to announce that she's running for governor. Hong is a member of the Wisconsin Legislative Socialist Caucus. During an interview with WPR, she said her campaign will focus on lifting the working class.
I don't think this is so much a left-right issue as it is working class people recognizing that billionaires, oligarchs, you know, folks at the top of the tax bracket are benefiting off our work.
Hong is the second Democratic legislator from Madison to launch a campaign this week and the fourth prominent Democrat overall. Two Republicans have also so far declared they're running. Both parties are expected to see more candidates get into the race well ahead of next August's primaries. Environmental advocates are suing the city of Racine to force release of the projected water use from Microsoft's data centers in Mount Pleasant. As Danielle Kading reports, the lawsuit comes amid growing calls for transparency around the energy and water use of data centers.
Midwest Environmental Advocates is suing Racine, alleging the city violated Wisconsin public records law on behalf of the environmental group Milwaukee Riverkeeper. The group requested the estimated amount of water needed by Microsoft's data centers, which is being provided by the city's water utility. Cheryl Nen with Milwaukee Riverkeeper says more than 100 days passed before she was told that information is confidential.
We feel that the community had the right to know how much water a data center is using before, you know, it's built.
Environmental advocates want a court order forcing Racine to immediately produce records or a hearing to show why they can't be released. A spokesperson for the city says it's reviewing the lawsuit. Microsoft has said it would use a peak of 350,000 gallons daily on the hottest days of the year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a story from Wisconsin Life about a recovery group that helps people of color find peace. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about finding a supportive network while working through addiction recovery.
If you're in recovery from addiction, finding a sober community that's a good fit for your new lifestyle can be a struggle, especially if you also happen to be a person of color living in Wisconsin. Producer Morgan D. Stewart searches for a sense of belonging within the affinity groups of Recovery Dharma.
I first heard the term Sangha at a Recovery Dharma meeting in Madison. Recovery Dharma meetings are held by local members who join together to support each other on this path of recovery. They can be held in person or online. My first one was at Garber Feed Mill on Madison's east side. At the meeting, I learned the term Sangha is used loosely to describe one's meditation community. Living in Dane County and being new to this meeting, I expected that most people in the Sangha would reflect the demographics of the local population, which is 78% white. And while there were one or two people who looked like me, my mind wandered during our 20-minute meditation. I thought, everyone here seems really nice, but is there a place for people I have more in common with in terms of my identity? A place for people of color? Why do I feel like I need that? Why can't I just breathe? I needed to explore this question. I searched online and in my area for BIPOC affinity spaces for people in recovery. I didn't find one. So I asked around the Recovery Dharma online network and was connected with Oblosi Tsofkiel. I was almost gleeful because they seemed to have found that space.
I have found a lot of sanctuary and refuge in the BIPOC Sangha of Recovery Dharma, because racism isn't just I'm black, you're white, or I'm this race and you're that race, and there's a difference between us. Sometimes it's an encapsulation where one person is benefiting from a system that is causing harm, and they haven't done the work to know what the costs are to the side that's being excluded or marginalized or exploited. And so that's a lot to combat or even to reference or to draw out when you're trying to show up needy or vulnerable and get your needs met. Because you don't teach a man to swim while he's drowning. You kind of just save his life.
The conflict here between what BIPOC folks might need and what white folks might need in a space sometimes shows up as spiritual bypassing. Spiritual bypassing involves using one's devotion to certain values or virtues as a way to refrain from taking the action needed. An example of spiritual bypassing might be,
we don't do war stories, you know, try not to be too triggering, be mindful of your impact on everybody else. Well, I feel like I'm being censored a little bit.
Later, after attending a few of the BIPOC Recovery Dharma meetings online, I met Sarah Bumpus. Bumpus volunteers often in these sanghas, helping to pick the meditations and offer tech support at the meetings. On occasion, Bumpus also delivers a meditation of her own, uncensored, inspired by phrases from the Recovery Dharma Handbook.
Dear Sangha, take a moment to settle in, focusing on your breath, and allow me to read this love letter to you.
Something clicked when I listened to Bumpus read her letter in this beautiful virtual gathering of BIPOC folks. In Recovery Dharma, whether in spaces visited mostly by white folks or in BIPOC sanghas, we all share at least one very important thing. We're all humans, practicing mindfulness and meditation in community, putting in what's sometimes called wise effort to help ourselves and each other recover from suffering caused by so many factors. Factors like addiction and trauma, yes, but also harm created by complex, deeply rooted systems of oppression. These spaces give folks in recovery the chance to breathe together.
Morgan D. Stewart brought us that story on BIPOC recovery spaces. Check out the full interview on You Humans Creative Recovery Podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for today. Still feeling like summer, unseasonably warm today with highs in the 80s across the state. Mostly sunny and humid, but we could see some clouds building and a slight chance for a bit of rain in northwestern Wisconsin later on. Overnight, the chance for showers early, then mostly clear with lows in the 50s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.